Refugee advocates say there could be a case of negligence. Hamid Hakhaizi's family has enlisted the help of lawyer Ruth Hudson. She spoke to her clients last night.
They said to me, without any reservation, that what they want is for justice for Hamid, and they want me to find answers as to why their son is now gone in circumstances where his life could have been saved.
What did they say specifically about the medical treatment that their son received on Manus Island and then subsequently in Brisbane?
Obviously, they want answers about the events leading to Hamid's transfer to Australia and how their son died as a result of such a non-threatening condition whilst in Australia's care, because this just does not happen in a civilised society.
Have they been told exactly what happened to him?
No, at this early stage, the family have been given very little information about the treatment or the events prior to Hamid being transferred to the Mardar Hospital in Brisbane. But some early information does indicate that there may have been at least three critical junctures at which other actions could have been taken that may have saved Hamid's life.
Now, when you say there are three points that were critical that potentially could have saved his life, can you elaborate on that?
The first would be obviously an initial diagnosis, so the possibility there's an inadequate initial diagnosis, potential failure to transfer him quickly enough to Australia, where he may have been able to receive the treatment, and also a failure to provide adequate treatment.
Once he was in hospital?
Yes.
Do you know what treatment he was receiving in hospital?
Specific information in that regard is yet to be forthcoming.
Have you been able to piece together the timeline of events in relation to Hamid's injury and then leading up to his death?
Unfortunately, there has not been a great deal of information provided prior to Hamid being transferred to the Mater. So there is still some question as to the specific timeframe, but I understand that he first presented on around the 25th of August, was then subsequently transferred to hospital in Port Moresby the following day, and then not transferred to the Mater Hospital until the day after that.
From what you understand, did he die effectively from an infection in his foot, from a cut?
Yes, the infection caused a reaction that effectively led to heart failure and then ultimately to brain death, sadly.
And is it your view that he died because he did not receive antibiotic treatment fast enough?
Yeah, so this is what we need to establish, and this is why an open and independent inquiry is required, because this wasn't a fatal injury until the government made it so.
So that's your suspicion?
Yes.
Do you know how the injury occurred?
No, that information is not clear at this point in time.
The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, has issued a statement saying that the department's chief medical officer is conducting an in-depth review of the case. Are you satisfied with that?
Obviously, the family would like any review to be independent and open. Any review needs to be an independent and open inquiry into what has happened. Otherwise, we just don't feel that justice will be properly served here.
What happens now?
Well, I understand that that Hamid's death will be reported to the coroner, and that the coroner will then have jurisdiction over his matter, and that the family have requested that an autopsy be performed. Obviously, they want answers. And so once the coroner has exercised their jurisdiction, then the family have requested that Hamid's body be returned, repatriated to Iran, so that a funeral service can take place in his honour.
That's lawyer Ruth Hudson, who's representing Hamid Hakhaizi's family.